praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage, our Lord gives us the parable of the talents. This is a part of his eschatological discourse in chapter 25 of St. Matthew's Gospel, all treating of the last things, you know, basically how we are to live in this life and what we need to render an account for when we meet our Lord, you know, after this life ends. You know, we had, as we heard in this parable, you know, the talents were given to three servants, you know, from the master who went on a long journey, and before doing so gave them his possessions and these talents in order that they might yield or bear good fruit, you know, to earn more profit for the master. And the, as we heard, the two first, the first and second servants received those talents, five and then two, and made them bear good fruit, doubling the amount. And our Lord, on his return, on our the master on his return, you know, had congratulated the servants, the first two, for being faithful, you know, and prudent in making those talents bear fruit. Whereas the third servant, who received just one talent, you know, buried that talent in the ground, where it just sat there and you know, did nothing, earned nothing, and gave it back to the master on his return, and with that was severely scolded, you know, precisely because he was expected to make it bear fruit and it didn't. You know, this particular servant, the third one, receiving the one talent and making it, you know, not earn any more profit, you know, sinned by way of omission. He omitted doing what he should have done. And so this is an important lesson for us. You know, in the spiritual life, the Christian life, the moral life, it's not enough that we avoid doing evil, but we also have to do the good, positively speaking. You know, that is, to make the talents, the gifts that God has given to us, you know, bear fruit, you know, for his kingdom, you know, for our own growth and holiness, to glorify God and to bring souls to Christ. All of us have received talents, you know, various abilities from our Lord, some five, others two, to others one. But all of them are large gifts, you could say, because the talents in today's gospel passage were large gifts, in fact, you know, large portions of money. Each talent was worth about 100 pounds of silver, or 6,000 day wages, every single talent. So even the one talent given was a lot. So all of us have received a lot from our Lord, and he expects in return, you know, some yield, you know, some fruit produced from that. You know, basically we can go through life with two different attitudes. You know, for the first one is to think that we're absolute owners of the talents, the good things we have received in life, as if we could do whatever we want with them. We're absolute masters of them. And that's the wrong way to think about it. Whereas the second way to live life is that of being stewards, considering ourselves stewards, caretakers of the gifts that we have, the talents that we have received from God, because they all belong to God ultimately and absolutely speaking. So this is the way we should live our lives as Christians, as stewards of the gifts, you know, received from God. And the best way to make these gifts bear the most fruit, you know, is by giving them to Our Lady, you know, that she might help us, you know, to bear as much fruit as we can, you know, for our Lord, and to do as much good as we can. So whatever little we have, the talents we have, you know, let us give them to her, and she will embellish them and make them all the more pleasing, you know, to our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.